When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to our guy, Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And we certainly appreciate it. And thanks to everyone. We had a lot of people called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, November 12th, Sammy Sosa's birthday.
Is it really Sammy's
birthday? Yeah, he's 56.
Wow.
I know Dustin has it circled on his calendar.
Yeah, Dustin is just bowing there in the studio.
He was.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And it had nothing to do with Sammy. He just likes to bow to him. Nothing to do with his birthday. And thank you to our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
He got to do what he got to do to help his team win games. And I wasn't planning on using my head to go hit.
Tua.
Yeah, that was
a bad decision.
Bad
there.
Tackle.
Bad tackle.
And thank you to Brandon Fryer for his great work as always. Wonderful man. Thank you.
So not once did I ever intended or wanted to reflect on Mike McCarthy's career, because I always knew it was a good one. I've always had a great relationship with Mike McCarthy, and I never even put that in question. And for a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room. Like, that's just honestly just outrageous to me.
That's Micah Parsons.
He's complimenting Mike Zimmer by calling him the wrong name.
But he's taking a shot at
Zimmerman.
Rex Ryan.
I know, but he's happy he's got Zimmerman calling the defenses. Come on,
local
man.
Local guy made good.
Come on, Michael Parsons.
Yeah, he's a Chicago guy, Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, he is. Lockport.
Yes, indeed. All right. It's a Layla Tuesday. Christmas. We've reached Christmas period of the program. And Marshall Harris. Marshall. Oh, my gosh. Things are so great. And Dan Bernstein's here, too.
Too bueno.
No, we know. So, the Bears made a move.
Hello, everybody.
Bears showed
busy
some,
morning.
I'm glad we have Mike Florio on tomorrow, because as I was listening to Florio, he kept talking about the record and expectations and the quality of the team. It's not about the record. It's about the quarterback. The biggest issue here, the biggest issue now and the issue going forward, is the regression of the quarterback, the stagnation of the development of the quarterback. And we know it's nonlinear, but for it to be this jarring, for his entire targeting system to be this off, for him to appear to already need some kind of reset, it's not about the record. Whatever the record was going to be is going to be. But all that really mattered was the guy, this kid. And
it still is all that matters. Increasingly
so.
Oh, I agree.
Increasingly so. It's all that matters. And that's why so much of this is just cosmetic BS. Doing something's great. Acting is finally coming around. But what really matters, how does it actually
impact
the development of Caleb Williams? Yeah. That's it.
It tells you, I think, that they obviously think that these last games of the season, the second half, matter to his development, that it's more valuable than staying with somebody for staying's sake.
Or Eberflus is just trying to save his phony baloney job and trying in vain to do that by just, you know, pulling it, you know, throwing all the countermeasures and hitting hyperspace and everything you have to do as he knows he's nearing the end, and Caleb be damned.
Dan, why has it got to be phony baloney? I mean, he is trying to save his job, but why are you calling it phony baloney? I mean,
it's just the line from Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay. So.
We got to save our phony baloney jobs. Hurrumph.
No. Here's why I'm saying this, because you know, and I'll lay this out at some point this week. Matt Eberflus, he can save his job.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm telling you, the path is there.
Well, that's why he's doing this. I mean, he's clearly doing this. Coaches don't look at it the way that we look at it. They look at it as their ability to turn things around. You're midway through a season. You've got to do something. This is the obvious response to a crisis situation.
But Ryan Poles' job is to protect his roster, protect his quarterback from short-sighted coaches.
Well, if you want to do that, you should have done that last week. I think we're all on the record and all in agreement that changes should have been made before the game against the bad team so that you could build some confidence heading into the real part of your schedule.
I will say, I think a lot of this still ultimately rests on Eberflus, and I have tape reasons as to why, and I will go over that in my notebook segment later.
There it is. There's a tease. And the idea that this is somehow a major change when the turnover on Eberflus's staff itself is a story. What did Wiederer tweet that in the last 14 months now?
They have 8 different changes.
8?
8 different coaching changes on his staff. That
Come
tells
on.
You that's a problematic situation.
Come on.
But I do think that this is a major change. I mean, regardless of when you do something that the franchise never has done before, it qualifies as a major change.
Yeah, and Marshall, you're right in that there's one thing that we know the Bears love, and that is congratulating themselves for it not being as bad as they thought they might be. They love the idea of, well, we won some games even though we had lost a bunch of games. So if any team would reward somebody for a dead cat bounce, it's this team.
I think that's PR 101. I appreciate, too, Molly, what you guys were talking about this morning with interception balance. Mm. You know, having I glean a lot of my football youth and observations and principles from Parcells. You change them as you go on because they have to change.
Yes.
But I believe in a lot of what he says just overall about the game and him talking about being able to throw interceptions, but also how many and to get over them, I think built a lot more positive cushion when you consider the development of a young quarterback. You don't want him missing obvious reads because he's so afraid to throw a pick.
That is what the concern is, that they, in their effort to make him a game manager, they've ruined him. The fact that, like, what would on the surface seem a positive, the fact that he hasn't thrown picks, is actually an example of tentative play.
It is tentative.
And
it's
leading to sacks.
It's leading to a pattern established by the previous quarterback, to be frank.
They haven't ruined anybody yet, though.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's been ruined here. But every week is he a game manager? And even if he is a game manager, is he showing and displaying that quote-unquote special? The special has been out of display since the bye week, outside of the two drives in that game against the Commanders.
Since London.
Yeah. So we saw it those last two drives. Okay, this guy can make plays. But we're talking about two drives out of how many? They've gone 23 drives without a touchdown? 8 quarters without a touchdown? Come on, man.
And the theme of a defensive coach and a game manager is always fear. It's always managing your risk out of fear. And that's not the way Caleb Williams plays, and it's not the way great teams play offense, is you make the other team scared of you. And rather than cultivating that aspect of him to this point, they are trying to make him less dangerous to himself, which I think is a mistake.
How are you handling all the glorious stories, Mother of God?
We're trying to make room for everything. We're going to react to all of it. May actually take some phone calls on this subject as we do on the big newsy days. Patrick Manley at 11, TJ Edwards at noon, Tim Jenkins at 1, and a lot of stuff therein.
Have a great show.
Have a great one, guys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.